Section 1. Psalm 119, 1-8, Aleph. Blessed are those who walk in the perfect way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those that keep His testimonies and that seek Him with their whole heart. For those who do no iniquity walk in His ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep Thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were ordered to keep Thy statutes! Then I shall not be ashamed, when I have insight unto all Thy commandments. I will praise Thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned Thy righteous judgments. I will keep Thy statutes. Oh, do not utterly forsake me! These first 8 verses are taken up with the contemplation of the blessedness that comes from keeping the statutes of the Lord. The subject is treated in a devotional manner, rather than in a teaching style. Heart fellowship with God is enjoyed through love of His Word, which is God's way of communicating with the soul by His Holy Spirit. Prayer, praise, and all sorts of devotional acts and feelings gleam through these verses like beams of sunlight through an olive grove. You are not only instructed to devout feelings, but these verses influence you and help you to express those holy emotions that derive from being near God and His Word. Those who love God's holy Word are blessed, because they are preserved from defilement, verse 1, because they are made practically holy, verses 2 and 3, and because they are led to follow after God sincerely and intensely, verse 2. It is made clear that walking in holiness must be desirable because God commands it, verse 4. Therefore, the devout soul prays for it, verse 5, and feels that its comfort and courage must depend upon obtaining it, verse 6. In the expectation of answered prayer, even while the prayer is being answered, the heart is full of thankfulness, verse 7, and is fixed in solemn resolve not to miss the blessing if the Lord will give enabling grace, verse 8. The changes are made evident with these words. 1. Way. Who walk in the perfect way, walk in His ways. And, oh, that my ways were ordered. 2. Keep. Keep His testimonies, keep Thy precepts diligently, ordered to keep, and I will keep. And 3. Walk. Walk in the law, and walk in His ways. Yet there is no redundancy of word or thought, though it may seem so to the careless reader or listener. The change from statements about others and about the Lord to a more personal dealing with God begins in the 4th verse and becomes clearer as we move forward, until, in the later verses, the communion becomes most intense and soul-moving. I will praise Thee. I will keep Thy statutes. Oh, do not utterly forsake me. I wish every reader or listener would feel the glow of personal devotion while studying this first section of the psalm. 1. Blessed are those who walk in the perfect way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed. The psalmist is so enraptured with the law of the Lord that he considers being conformed to it to be his highest ideal of blessedness. He has gazed on the beauties of the perfect law, and, as if this verse were the sum and outcome of all his emotions, he exclaims, "Blessed is the man whose life is the practical record of the will of God." True Christianity is not cold and dry. It has excitement and delight. We not only consider the keeping of God's law to be a wise and proper thing, but we are also warmly captivated by its holiness, and we cry out in adoring wonder, "Blessed are those who walk in the perfect way." By this we mean that we eagerly desire to become such people ourselves. We wish for no greater happiness than to be perfectly holy. It may be that the writer labored under a sense of his own faults, and therefore envied the blessedness of those whose walk had been more pure and clean. In fact, the very contemplation of the perfect law of the Lord was quite enough to make him lament his